Welcome to Eastside Baptist Church. Thank you for joining us today. We hope that the Lord speaks to you through this message. If you have any ways that we could minister to you or any prayer requests, please contact us at ebckro@gmail.com or 229-377-4154. Now let's tune into the message.
Turn with me in your Bibles to Proverbs chapter 3. If you don't have a copy of God's Word, we'd love for you to grab one of those blue Bibles in one of the pews near you and take it with you and use it this morning and take it home with you. Before we dive in this morning, I wanted to tell you about something that's going on. You notice... Pastor Robbie and Miss Kim, his wife, are not here this morning. They got a call. They have a friend that is more like family up in Tennessee who has been battling illness for some time now and is at the end of her life. And they went to be with her and her family as her days here on earth come to a close. She is a believer, so we celebrate that. But many of you know what days like that are like. And we have many members of our church family that can't be with us because of similar situations this morning or because they themselves are sick. And so before we open the Word this morning, I want to just open us up. We'll continue our time of worship with a word of prayer for those in our church family. Like Robbie and Kim and others that can't be with us this morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your presence here with us this morning. God, we also thank you that for those that can't be with us, Lord, that are suffering with illness or going through treatments of some kind or are with loved ones like Robbie and Kim that are dying. God, we ask that you would be with them also. We pray that you would bring them great peace and comfort. We pray that your name would be glorified. We pray that you would give them great faith in the midst of hard days and hard moments. We pray that you would remind them of the hope, the glorious hope we have in Jesus. God, we ask you also to continue to minister to our hearts through your word this morning. God, we pray that you would increase our faith in you as a result of coming in contact with your word this morning. We pray that you would make us more like you, that you would answer Jesus' prayer, that you would sanctify us with your word this morning. God, we pray for those who may be among us that know of you but don't have a relationship with you. God, we pray that you would work in their hearts and that they would come to repentance and faith today. God, we pray that you would do what only you can in our hearts and our minds this morning as we gather and even as we leave. Amen. Man, I'm already thankful for this morning. I hope you are too. And I'm excited to get in the Word with you this morning. We are wrapping up our series in Proverbs this morning. We haven't been here long. We started 2 weeks ago. This is our third week. We looked at Proverbs 1 the first week, and we saw that the beginning of wisdom, true wisdom, godly wisdom, is found at the feet of the cross. Proverbs puts it like this: beginning of wisdom is the fear of the Lord. So when we back up and we ask what wisdom is and can we find it, where we begin to find it is at the foot of the cross, at the foot of our Savior, surrendering our lives to Him. And that is the beginning of wisdom. And we simply, and as we always do, we extend an invitation to those of you who may be here that have yet to do that. You may have been trying to find wisdom in your life in different ways, through different avenues, and you've found that it's empty, or that it's fleeting. And we just want to tell you this morning, as we've said the last 2 weeks, that the wisdom that is found in Jesus is not empty, nor is it fleeting. It is good, and He himself is good. So if you haven't, in your journey searching for wisdom, come to the foot of the cross yet, you can today, and you will find it. You will find him. Praise the Lord. Now, last week we looked at kind of an overview of Proverbs, and we found over and over again throughout the book of Proverbs that wisdom is found in community. It thrives in community. God gives it to us that way. We find it hopefully in our families, but then we find it in our extended community, in our churches. In other words, wisdom tells us that we aren't supposed to try to walk through this life, neither are our families try to walk through this life by ourselves. But God has given us the community of his church to find community in, but also provide community in. We said this, that you need the Lord's church, and we need you. And today we come to Proverbs 3, probably the most well-known passage in Proverbs. That piece of Proverbs that says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And we come to a passage that we think about and we tend to apply to the big moments in our lives. And what I hope this morning is we'll see two things. One, that devotion to wisdom cannot be separated from devotion to God. And two, his wisdom is not only meant for the big moments in our lives, the big decisions in our lives, the decisions that cause us to fear and tremble because of the huge ramifications of those decisions. His wisdom is not only for those things, but it's also for every day. So, are you ready? Me too. Let's read. We're going to look at Proverbs 3, 1 through 12. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. So you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will be bursting with wine. My son, do not despise the Lord's wisdom or be weary of his reproof. For the Lord reproves him who he loves as a father the son in whom he delights. Amen. Now, we're going to see two pieces of truth this morning. The first one I've already mentioned, devotion to God and devotion to wisdom are inseparable. They're inseparable. You'll see these words in verses 1 through 3. This idea of wisdom beginning in our hearts. Look at verse 1. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. Verse 3. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Now that just sounds like a necklace to us, but the neck for people then, for the first people who would have received this, for the son receiving this teaching, they thought of their neck as one of the most vital parts. It was where the very breath came into their bodies, similar to the way we think of our hearts. That's why the two images are combined here. Let not steadfast love and faithfulness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart. There's that image of heart again. Then in verse 5, he says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And I'll just mark this down. When our world thinks of wisdom, our world thinks of our head. Wealth of knowledge from experience, and perhaps the academy from learning. But I want you to see something here. While the Bible does not separate wisdom from learning and experience, the Bible very clearly ties wisdom to our affections, our heart, what we care about. Do you see that? Just as a side note, if you're a parent here today, or a grandparent, or any adult that has influence over children, I want to encourage you, write the words of Scripture on your child's heart. Write them. Let them learn them with their head, and pray that it is inscribed on their hearts. Take time to do that. They can learn it. They learn all the songs of the TV shows that they watch. They can learn it. So teach them the Word and pray that it is written on their heart, that it ties down what they're affectionate for in their life. Teach your children His Word. Now we see this connection of wisdom to the heart. Let your heart keep my commandments. Write them on the tablet of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. But we also see wisdom is tied to our very relationship with the Lord. Verses 5 through 7, read that with me. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Now we've said this the last 2 weeks a couple of different times, but in the Bible, the picture of wisdom is fearing the Lord and obeying Him. So in order to be wise, we have to know what He's called us to do. We have to know what obedience is, right? And the opposite of wisdom, foolishness, according to God's Word, is not obeying the Lord. So whether we're ignorant of what He's called us to do, or we know what He's called us to do and we just don't trust it, or we refuse to obey Him, that is foolishness. We call that sin also, right? And what we see here is in verses 5 through 7 is it ties very clearly wisdom into our relationship with God. So if someone is going to be wise, according to verse 5, they're not going to lean on their own understanding. They're going to trust the Lord with all their heart. So you see, wisdom and walking with the Lord can't be separated. According to verse 6, ties wisdom to walking with Him. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Now I want to pause on verse 6 for a second, and I want you to see God's grace in this verse. As I said a few moments ago, we often think of these three verses when it comes to the big decisions in our lives. Who are we going to marry? Should we marry him or her? When should we have children? What school should we send our children to? Should I take this job? Should I apply for that job? Should we move? Should we not move? What do I need to do about my health? And we say, trust in the Lord with all of heart. Then, verse 6 tells us that and some. He says, acknowledge your ways. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. So what that tells us is that the Lord wants us to acknowledge Him when we're trying to figure out what to do with our children, when we're trying to figure out if we should take that treatment for our health or not, if we should apply or take that job or not. Yes, we should acknowledge those ways to the Lord. But we should also acknowledge my ways of today, my average Sunday, my average Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday to the Lord. My interaction with my family, my interaction with the people that I'm going to come in contact with that day as I go about my day, the people I love, the people who grate on my nerves, the people who I know when I see them, I'm going to disagree with them. Acknowledge all my ways to the Lord. Acknowledge the moments that I come in contact with when I may or may not know what to do, and in the blinking of an eye, I have to make a decision, and I don't even have time to think about it. I acknowledge those ways to the Lord. The decisions that seem like they are massive, and the decisions that seem like they won't matter to anyone, but maybe me. I acknowledge those things to the Lord. Now, here's what I want us to see about God's grace here, is verse, the end of this verse. It says, acknowledge your way, all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. In the King James Version and some other versions of the Bible, it says, He will direct your paths. This is a glorious promise found in God's Word. I want you to think about it for a second. If you've surrendered your life to Jesus, you have found yourself at the beginning of wisdom. You're walking with Him. And He has promised to be with you and to guide you. He has told you that His Word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. In the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 6, we find that in all our ways, when we acknowledge Him, He will make straight our paths. He will direct our paths. And what I want you to see is most of the time when we see that language, language of somebody making straight a path for someone else in God's Word, it is God's people making straight a path for Him to arrive. Because that is what you do for a king. When a king was coming to your town, he was scheduled to visit your town. You went out to the roads that came into your city and you flattened them out so that when he rode in, it would be an easy ride. And here, in God's Word, we find this gem that tells us when we acknowledge our ways to Him, He will make our paths straight and smooth. Doesn't mean that He will make them easy. It means that He will direct us and He will be with us as we go down them. What a blessing, Christian. This means, apply it to your life. Think about it. Think through it. The decisions you're having to make right now. You don't know what to do with the news you've gotten from the doctor recently. Acknowledge your ways to the Lord. He will direct your paths. You don't know what to do and how to guide your child in the decisions you need to make for him or her. Acknowledge your ways and He will direct your paths. You don't know how to allocate the money in your budget for this month. You don't know how much money you should or should not spend on groceries. Acknowledge your ways to the Lord, and He will direct your paths. He loves you, and He wants to guide you. He cares about the huge things that worry you to death and keep you up at night, and He cares about the small things. It's good news, isn't it? Verses 11 and 12, my son, do not despise the Lord's discipline or be weary of His reproof, for the Lord reproves him who He loves, and as a father, the son in whom He delights. So the picture is this. Devotion to God and devotion to wisdom are inseparable. So we can't have wisdom without walking with the Lord. And we can't walk with the Lord if we're going to reject His wisdom. And we shouldn't reject His wisdom because of this. He is guiding us as a father guides a son whom he loves. That's how much he loves you. That's how he wants to guide your paths. You with me? I hope you're encouraged. It should be so encouraging to us. The second thing I want us to see this morning is this. God's wisdom and discipline are good for us. Verses 1 and 2. Look at the things that are attached with heeding the Lord's wisdom and trusting Him with our lives. Verse 1 and 2. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. So it's very direct here. Following the Lord and His wisdom, walking with Him, those people, on average, live longer than those who don't listen to the Lord's wisdom and walk with Him. Now, as we said in week one, 2 weeks ago, these aren't concrete promises. Because you and I both know of people who loved the Lord and their life ended early. But this is a general rule that we can apply to the world and see that those who live by the wisdom of the Lord, walking with Him, live longer than those who live foolishly. Right? Verse 4, so you will find favor and good success in the sight of God and man. So we walk with the Lord and trust His wisdom. We find blessing in our relationship with Him, but we also find blessing in our relationship with man. In other words, if a businessman lives by the Word of God, he does business by the Word of God. He will be trusted by his community. Verse 6, or he's more likely to be trusted by his community because of those things. Verse 6. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. What a glorious promise. We've already said that. Verse 8. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Have you ever wrestled with a decision to the extent that it just wore you out? The weight of it sitting on your shoulders, the weight of the consequences of what the consequences might be sitting on your shoulders, just wore you out. I've been there over and over again. What we find here is that the Lord's wisdom brings us hope. He guides us. It takes away that fear and that worry. It brings life and joy back to us, refreshment to our bones. Life to the weary gives strength. To the discouraged, He lifts their heads. To those in bondage, He gives freedom. To the grieving, He gives joy. To the hopeless, He gives hope. Healing to your flesh, refreshment to your bones. God's wisdom and discipline are good for us, church. When you come in contact with the Word of God, and it checks you, it points something out that is wrong in your heart or in your lifestyle, that is for your good. The Lord uses His Word to discipline you, and He very clearly communicates to you that this about your life needs to change. It is not because He wants to rule over you and He is just a dictator who wants you to live the way He wants you to live. It's because He is a father disciplining His child. He knows what's best and He wants what's best for you. His wisdom and discipline are good for us. Therefore, When the Holy Spirit checks us and convicts us, when His Word checks us and convicts us about an attitude, a lifestyle, something we've said or something we're about to do, we should trust in the Lord with all of our heart. You see, that's a daily thing, right? If you're here and you're not a believer, you haven't come to that place in your life where you've surrendered your life to Jesus, you've sought the forgiveness of your sin from Him, you've put your trust in His work on the cross and His resurrection to give you life, and you've stopped trusting in what you can and cannot do. If you haven't come to that place yet, my bet is you have been searching for wisdom. And it seems out of reach. It's found in some book somewhere. Somebody has it, and you need to find that person or what they've written down. Or it's some on top of some mountain somewhere that you've got to put out an exceeding amount of effort to find and get to. And if that's you this morning, I just want to encourage you by telling you this. Wisdom can not only be found, but it can be found easily in Jesus. And He is not just a one-time wisdom giver. He walks with you, and He promises to guide you. He is a good Lord and a wonderful Savior who is worthy of your trust. So you can trust Him today and find the things in life that I believe you're probably searching for. Believer, if you're here today and you've gone about your life as a believer, seeking the wisdom of God when life pinches you, makes you desperate, and that's characterized your seeking Jesus and His wisdom, I want to encourage you to, one, He is available in those moments. Praise God. But two, He's much more available, and He wants to be with you and walk with you through the everyday decisions of your life and the everyday temptations of your life. So my question for you is, are you trusting Him in this way? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil daily. Does that characterize your life daily? It's not just about wisdom, but it is about Him. And it's because He loves you. So be encouraged to seek Him daily, to submit to Him daily, to trust Him daily. Maybe you have a decision you're wrestling with and it's just weighing you down. Your bones don't have any life left in them because of the fear that your heart goes through when you think of making the wrong decision. Maybe you just need to seek Him for wisdom today. I want to encourage you, He's available. As a son is to his father, He loves you. However the Holy Spirit's leading you today, we want to end our time of worship today singing to Him. It's a song that we sang already this morning. I'm going to invite you to sing. Or maybe you need to sit and pray. Or maybe you need to come forward and pray. I'm available if you're ready to give your life to Him today. I would love the honor of sitting down with you and showing you in God's Word what it means to give your life to Jesus today. However the Spirit's leading you to respond, I want to encourage you to do just that. Let's pray. Father, we love You. God, we thank You for Your grace that is found in the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. We thank You that because of His life, death, and resurrection, we can place faith in Him and be adopted as Your children. And as Your children, we can trust You every day. When sin tempts us and we think it might be better to go there, Lord, give us wisdom and give us faith to trust you. And Lord, when massive decisions confront us, life-changing decisions, and we don't know what to do, God, we pray that you would give us faith to trust you. God, we ask you then that you would do what only you can in our hearts this morning, right now, and as we leave today. Amen.
Hello, my name is Andrew Donaldson, and I'm the pastor here at Eastside Baptist in Cairo. And I want to thank you for taking time to study God's Word with us. If the Lord is working in your life and you have questions about anything you have heard, or you have questions about what it means to trust and follow Jesus, we want to connect with you, pray with you and pray for you, and walk with you through God's Word to answer your questions. The best way to do that is by clicking on the contact link at the top of our webpage. There you will find our phone number, 229-377-4154, and our email address, ebccairo@gmail.com. Thanks again, and we hope you have a wonderful day.